With the scenes of immigrants fleeing their homes in Central America, the Trump administration policies are expected to become a major issue as the nation moves into the next election cycle. One of those initial policies separated some 3,000 children from their families, a policy that was ostensibly ended with a presidential executive order. Matthew Peters is with the Multicultural Resource Center in Easton. He says he has witnessed distressing phone calls between parents and children as they have to wait for the immigration process to play out amid uncertainty.
I've been on the phone where the family member or even the mother is talking to the child on the other end, and there's really no discussion. It's just screaming and crying. So the anguish, you know, I really feel it, having been on those phone conversations. And it's tough to explain at that point. Well, you got to be patient. We have to process these documents. We have to get them more, you know, proof.
But for Concia, who escaped from the violence and poverty of her native Guatemala, her 10-year-old son, who came with her, appears to be adapting to life in the United States.
Well, there is a great change. He was not affected. He likes this country very much. He feels good. He feels very happy. He has never said to me, let us go back to our country. No, he feels good here.
And Peter says that he does see children rebound very quickly to their new life in the States.
When we get them enrolled into a school or a program very quickly, which we do immediately, we see the children just take to that very quickly and move forward. Again, I think they've been shocked. They're just still in shock, some of them. But they're so thirsty just to have something positive in their lives.
But what is unclear are the long-term effects of the journey and their experience in the years to come. Peters adds that whatever their experience with the U.S. authorities, immigrants appear to shake them off, despite the uncertainties ahead.
You're just kind of like so happy to maybe reconnect with somebody. In hindsight, they say, well, yeah, it was kind of, I don't want to do that again, but it wasn't the worst thing in the world either.
But they have not forgotten those they left behind. Alex, who also came from Guatemala, wishes he could be of more help to his mother and siblings that he left behind.
Yes, she is doing all right, even though she told me that they are kidnapping children where she lives. She has to take care of my little sister, who is only 7 years old. She is studying, and I am sometimes sad that I cannot protect them. I just hope that nothing bad happens to my brothers. Three go to school, but my sister likes to be in the street, and sometimes that is how things start. That is how temptation can get us. It takes guts to do the right thing. It requires guts to think about it all.
Both Alex and Concia now await the determination of the request for asylum. Meanwhile, the Trump administration has imposed new restrictions on asylum seekers, now required to first apply for asylum in third countries that they pass through to get to the U.S. A court challenge to the policies expected with an uncertain legal landscape. In addition, the Trump administration also announced over the weekend that it was going to carry out immigration raids against around 2,000 who are facing deportation orders. Peters says the gyrations of American immigration policy over the years is something that the undocumented immigrant community seems to take as merely part of their daily lives.
The effect of what this president says to hurt them more, I think there's a numbing factor there. They've heard it before. They've been through it before. At the same time of welcoming people from the border into this community, I also deal with families that lose a family member to deportation every day, and that has been consistent. And that trauma is another chapter in these families' lives.
We had repertorial and translation assistance from Charito Calvachi-Mateco for the story. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.